does the brain recognize the words you read? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Henderson, professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of California, Davis, explains how finding out the answer could help people who have difficulty reading.
Skilled reading involves a complex interplay of underlying processes. Readers quickly recognize individual words, retrieve their meanings, establish grammatical relationships, and ultimately combine all of this information in order to understand the text. How does the brain do this? My colleagues and I have recently developed a new method to address this question. By combining eye tracking with neuroimaging, we're able to establish which word a person is attending to at each moment as they read. We can then tie their brain activation to each attended word. This gives us a window into neural activity as it unfolds across the text. We've demonstrated the usefulness of this new technique in a recent study directed toward answering a fundamental question about reading, and indeed, bearing on a deep question about the nature of language itself. In this study, we asked where the meanings of words come from. One view proposes that word meanings are based on a complex web of relationships among concepts. Another view proposes that words are ultimately grounded in how we perceive and interact with the things they stand for in the world. We found that areas of the brain related to perception and movement were more active when readers were attending to words that refer to concrete objects that can be manipulated. This result is consistent with the idea that meaning is grounded in the world. More generally, our method gives us a way to ask fundamental questions about the nature of reading, and also holds promise for honing in on differences in the brains of those who read skillfully compared to those with reading problems.
That was John Henderson of the University of California, Davis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
The words have meanings, readers have writers, bigger than the consequence they have. You are bigger than the monuments we have.